Well, you make cornbread out of it, then you make crackling bread out of it, and anything else you want to make.
You ever have anything called corn dodgers?
Yeah, corn dodgers, same thing, yeah. And you had to make some hot corn dodgers. You made it hot water with nothing in it but salt. I had a cook, Ruth and I had a cook, 18 years, called Aunt Fanny. And Mrs. raised her. And she's raised down the place right down there. Cook, we're there on the farm down there. And this gal started when she was about 14, and Mrs. taught her to cook. And she never cooked before then in her whole life. And she could talk about cooking meat. Now you talk about ducks and a coon, a squirrel, possum. My boy, she was an expert.
Real,
she could cook meat and anything. And if you wanted egg custard, now she'd make that meringue stand up about 4 inches.
Really
good. She could really cook, I tell you.
Did she ever boil cornmeal in water?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That made hot dodgers.
Oh, that's hot dodgers.
Yeah, corn dodgers.
I wonder if that's the same thing that people would call mush.
No, your mush is made, that's on there, that's made kind of like grits.
Oh.
The mush is, kind of like grits.
So the hot dodger would be, I suppose, what?
Bake it, you put it in the stove and bake it.
I see. And on a skillet, so you make these flat cakes? What'd you call them?
Call them pancakes.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Or did you ever hear them called batter cakes?
Yeah.
Or hoe cakes?
Yeah, hoe cakes, batter cakes.
Same thing.
Because niggas use other kind of language, now you never heard of. I'll tell you.
And how about bread made out of flour?
Well, that's pone bread, they call that. If you don't make a biscuit, it's a pone of bread.
Pone of bread.
Yeah.
And did you have, in the old days, did you have something sweet made out of apples baked in a deep dish?
Yeah, you have baked apples and you have applesauce and God knows how many things you cook in.
How about, did you ever hear cobbler?
Yeah, cobbler, yeah, and peach cobbler, and apple cobbler, and cherry cobbler.
I see.
Yeah, had them all.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you pour over a pudding, sort of a sweet stuff that you pour over a pudding? Did you ever have, call it a sauce or a dope? Or
call it a sauce, yeah.
Sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how about seafood?
Well, he very little. He had fish. That's about the only thing we had here.
Uh-huh.
And fall of the year, now I have to open these grocery stores up. But of course, they'd have fish. Then they'd have oysters.
Did you bring up any shrimp in the old days?
Yeah, in those days, shrimp and oysters. They'd ship them in November and December and January, February.
It's cold enough.
Yeah.
When you were a boy and you found a bone like that in a chicken, what did you call that? A shape like that you might pull?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone?
Yeah.
Did that mean something when you pulled it?
Well, they used to think it did, you know. One of that, the long one, the short one.
They had
for something, I don't remember.
But get the wish.
Huh?
But get the wish.
Had to make a wish?
Yeah.
How about different kinds of meat from the hog that you'd have?
Well, you'd have the pig feet, and the pig tail, and the snoot, and the head, the ears. Then you'd have the neck, then you'd have the loins, then that's where you get your pork chops, you know. Then you have your backbones and rib, then you'd have the sides and the belly.
What did you call that around the sides?
That's your bacon.
That's bacon.
Yeah.
And what did you make out of the head?
We made sauce out of it. Some of them just killed them and ate them that way.
How about the inside organs? Did you ever use?
Oh, the chitlins, niggas, they're crazy about chitlins, yes. And lots of white folks.
How about the heart?
Well, yeah, in the levels, niggas ate them.
Did they ever call that haslet?